The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Good morning. It's January 28th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're in the Gospel of Luke, still in chapter 5, today in verse 8. In verse 8 reads, "When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, 'Go away from me, because I am a sinful man, Lord.'" If we're familiar with where we are in the story, Jesus had just got done preaching in Peter's boat. When he got done preaching, he tells Peter to drop the net again, and Peter listens and catches a great amount of fish. It's at this point that we read verse 8. And I can't be certain, you know, but to me, when I read this, it isn't Peter recognizing who Jesus is that draws him to his knees. First, Peter doesn't fully understand yet who he is. You know, secondly, he already knows that he's a holy man. He's heard him preach, and that's what convinced him to listen in the first place. Remember, Peter's an experienced fisherman. He only agrees and listens to Jesus because of the wisdom that he had just heard him preach with. I believe what draws Peter to his knees is that he would be blessed by such a man. You know, this verse gives us great insight into who Peter was and how he saw himself. A sinful man, not worthy of such a blessing from a godly man. Little did Peter know, this wasn't just a godly man. But Peter doesn't just think he's sinful. He's grown up in the land of the law. He most certainly knows he's a sinful man. But isn't that what makes the calling so much sweeter? Jesus lived in a time and town of incredibly holy men and women. And he didn't choose any of them. He went after men and women that had no claim of righteousness on their own. He went after fishermen, tax collectors, prostitutes. There's a great line from the Todd Agnew song, "My Jesus." And it goes, talking about Jesus, "I think he'd prefer Beale Street to the stained glass crowd." You know, Jesus didn't go to the temple to call his followers. He went to the docks. Now, this certainly doesn't discredit those in the temple, but I think it gives us a clear picture of what Christ is looking for in those he calls. You know, only when we fully recognize who we are can we really appreciate who he is and what he's done. Our salvation comes by grace alone, through faith alone, and that is good news. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 140, verse 6 and 7. "I say to the Lord, 'You are my God. Listen, Lord, to my cry for help. Lord, my Lord, my strong Savior, you shield my head on the day of battle.'" And our proverb comes from Proverbs 28, verse 13. "The one who conceals his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy." Now, before I end with my prayer, if you find this useful or beneficial in any way, please consider sharing and subscribing. I would certainly appreciate that. And also, you can find links to the Todd Agnew song, "My Jesus," in the notes, and I certainly encourage you to listen to it. So now let me end praying for you as I always do. And our prayer comes from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful. slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.